Amen. Marla Dalid Nisan. More halachas cashing the kitchen. Okay, the sink. We'll do a little sink action tonight. The sink is basically the same as the countertop in that. Well, okay. A lot of sinks, many sinks, are made out of not kasherable material, whether it be enamel or other materials that are like a klicheris and you can't kasher. So either you buy an insert. The ikar is to have something that heat can't pass through. Some people, I think, my mother last time used to have, I think, maybe I'm mistaken about this, contact paper in the sink. Thick contact paper in the sink, and what you want is that heat can't get through, because there's hot things throughout the year. There's hot things Pesach, and it's Bolea, and then there's Hevel that comes up. So you want to, the best is of course an insert, and that's what people get. The minig is that you certainly are going to clean the sink well, hopefully, and the minig is to do an Iri Kli Rishon also onto the sink, like you do on your counters, generally. If you have a sink of stainless steel, then theoretically you could kasher it, but again, it's very difficult, not recommended. Because, why? Because you have the same thing as the counter. It might have gotten a bleer from a kli rishon, and therefore you need to be magulit with a leaven melubon. And that's difficult, it's maybe a little dangerous, it's a little, it could cause an accident, and it's not recommended. So you put an insert anyway, and once you're doing an insert, so then you just do the Iri Kli Rishon without the Evan Malubin. If you want to kasher your stainless steel, go right ahead, be my guest, don't bother me. Okay? Where the water goes out by the drain, so you'll put some poisonous stuff, you'll pour it down there, you'll put on some hot water, and maybe you'll even buy a new, what's it called, the drain hole, the misnenes, the strainer. Maybe you'll buy a new one for Pesach, or you'll make Iri Kli Rishon on this one, maybe with some poisonous stuff that makes nice and tam lefgam. The same with the water comes out of. Also, hevel can come up from the sink. So you could either, some people, either they run the water, then it's coming out, it's very, very, the hottest it gets, and then they make Iri Kli Rishon on it. Some people maybe will even make like steam coming up, as if to kasher it with the steam. Some people will replace the aerator, that's a good idea to do, and some people will cover the actual faucet, the thing where the water comes out of. Some people will cover it. All of these are different minhagim, different chumras. Some people use contact paper, some people use aluminum foil, different minhagim. That was a joke. Okay, I mean, they're different, you know, you do what you do. Your wife knows better than you what to do. She doesn't know, she should call, don't call me, call my wife. That's basically it for the kitchen, for the sink. Some people, I mean, you should cover the walls by the stove, which can have a bilua of hevel, and if it's, where the walls are made out of enamel, sometimes there's tiles, or ceramic tiles, you know, a little, the height of the, by the stove, before the wall, or then it starts the wall. So you should really, you should kasher that, or cover it. So a lot of people cover it with aluminum foil, a lot of people cover under the aron. Let's say there's an aron on, you know, that the hood. Some people cover that with aluminum foil. Maybe you don't have to. Maybe you do have to. Some people will perhaps make their own hashara that it never gets to be yatzoledus there, with the steam going up. It's enough of a distance that it's not yatzoledus anymore. It's a good idea to cover it, and you got to keep. Yeah. That's all. Okay. You have any questions, call me. Instead of here, call my wife.